Weiter in Shasu, Mesech Zvoro, Zara, Daf, Ein, Ale, Pigen, Avon, Ein, Mabiz, Bada, 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 Mishnah, Bada, Mishnah. Zog, the Heilige Mishnah, Balesha, Shinnich, Asala, Yir, Rashi, Zvoro, Shiz, Zechel, it's an army, some sort of soldiers. And why are they called Balesha? It's the Lashon of searching. Therefore, they would come to, often in people's homes and take things. So if it comes to a city, Vishashalom, if it's during a time of peace, Chavis, Psuchos, Asuras, and the open barrels are going to be Asur, because they came and they opened them, and then we say drink from them. They touch them. Stumas mutars, but the sasim ones are going to be mutter, because even though they're not scared of anyone, they wouldn't have closed them again afterwards. Therefore, the fact that they're closed means they didn't touch them. Shas milchama, if it's during a time of war, el ve'ilu mutars, both of them are going to be mutter. Lefishein p'nai l'nasech, there's no time to be involved with yayin nesech. Therefore, there's not, we're not worried that there's a problem here. Beep, turn the page. Ayin aleph am aleph. Remain, you said there's no time, but ir shekavsha shekivshua. Karkom, if you have a city that's conquered by a army, Kol Kohanos Shebesocha Psulos, all the wives of Kohanim are going to be Pasur. Rashi said, Nimtzos Besocha Psulos, Labaaleim, Deishas Kohen Asura Apponis. If a woman gets raped, and she's a woman who's married gets raped, she's allowed to be back with her husband. If she didn't, if it was honest, it was against, you know, obviously it was against her will, she didn't want it, so therefore she's allowed to be with her husband. Unless she's a Kohen, married to a Kohen, then you're not allowed to, even if it's bonus. Aval Eishas Yisrael Allah, like we just said. Ha Hacha Deshas Vilchama, Hiva Katani Asuros, the Yesh Penai. Livel, and you're saying that there's no time to do things in Nisach Yayim, but clearly there's time because there's women are also. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Mari, Len Nasich in Penai. No, there's no time to do Nisach. Rashi says the Yetzer, Hanisach Lo Takif Lahu V'Terudim Bil Machamba. They're so busy with Machamba, they're not pulled by the Yetzer to start doing Nisach Yayim. Livel Yesh Penai, but there's always time for Livel. Rashi says the Takif Lahu Yetzer, the Yetzer is very intense for that. Zog the next Mishnah, ay Mishnah, Ha'umnim Yisrael, worker, Jewish workers, Sheshalcham Avid Kachavim Chavish Shal Yain Nesach Bischaran, who their Goyisha boss sent a barrel of Yain Nesach for their payment, Mutter Lomer Tain Lanu Es Damer, Mutter to say, give us its money instead. As she says, the halo kanula, he would never cone it. He's not chayev to them. Elamos, he's chayev to the money. V'tanya la'el, we saw in Dov Samachdal, Yisrael, she'noshe ba'ovi kuchavim, mana mecher avodus kuchavim, ve'hevi lo yayin nesach, ve'hevi lo mutter. That's good. We saw the case earlier, that if you have a guy sells an idol, or yayin nesach, and wants to use this to give, you know, owe money that goes to a Jew, the Jew is mutter to accept the money as payment. But once this goes into their rishus, in other words, they took it as payment, then also it's also to go ahead and, you know, do a switcheroo because you've already accepted it. It's for a Jew to say to a guy, save off a salaim in asamelech, go and take care for me, the king's portion, I'll pay you back, even though he's going to pay his taxes with Yayin Nesach, that is, the Jew owes money to the government, taxes. He said, the guy, go pay it for me, and I'm going to pay you back afterwards. No problem. It's just, Rashi goes, this is called Arnona, the tax for the king. We have a verse that says, you're not allowed to tell a guy to go in my place to pay the tax to the ruler, right? Because by doing that, then what's going to happen is considered like his shliach when he's paying with the Yayin Nesach. So you're not allowed to do it. Amalei Rav, ul tachtai lootzer kamart, ha lo damya elalaha. This case of the bites of going to my place to the ruler, are you trying to compare it to the case of the king's tax? Ha lo damya elalaha. That case is only compared to the following. Aval omer lo maltini mina otzer. You can only compare it to the safe of the Braisa, which is this line over here. But he could say to the guy, save me from my chiyuv to the ruler. In that case, we have now the Jews not setting him up as his shliach, right? And therefore, the Avodah Zarah guy can go ahead. He's the option of saving him from paying with cash. And if he decides to go do with Yayin Nesach, that's not his problem, right? But when he says, satisfy the king, in the case where he says, satisfy the king for him. But Rabbi Huda's case isn't similar to the Bryce's first case, in which the Yid said to him, enter into in my place, come in my place. In such a case, he's giving him the power, like, to be him. So whatever he does is considered like the Jew did it, and therefore that's going to be problematic. But in the case where he says, go help me out a little, so then that's not going to be problematic. Zok the next Mishnah. Now we know it's usher to get hana'ah from Yai Nesach. So a Yid who sells wine to a guy has to make sure that he doesn't touch the wine before the sale is totally done. Because if it does, then the seller is now going getting selling Yai Nesach, and it's going to be usher b'hana'ah. So says the Gemara, you're selling your wine to a guy, if he sets the price before the guy measures it, dam of mutar, and then the money is going to be mutar. Madad achalo pasuk, but if the guy measures it before he sets the price, dam of mutar, then it's going to be aser, because it's already kiyai nesach. Amar meyar, meshicha ba'ovik kachavim kona. Question is now, what about Mashiach? When a Mashiach is when you go and you take something, you pull it towards you, that is a type of kinyan. Now the question is, does that work for a guy? So Mema says, Mashiach by a guy works. Rashi says, Alpha Gav, the low yoiv of a kachavim dame dame li. So I'm going to give the money. Mashiach mine kniya, chen yisrael me of a kachavim, and say also the flip. Says Gemara Teda, you should know that this is true. De hani parsai mishadri pardashne la dadi vlo hadribahu. Because these Persians send pardashni, pardashni is types of gifts, in a Persian way of saying gifts, to one another, and the sender never retracts. It must be the Mashiach that's done affects the Kenyan, and he's unable to go and back out of it. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Lamei Malach, I can really say to you, Mashiach, we'll become him. It's not kona. V'hai delo hadribu, and the reason the sender doesn't back out of it is the remus ruchahu dinikitalu. Is because there's a gaiva, the Rashi's gasos, that comes over him. What does that mean, this gaiva that's coming over him? That is that really the ones that send the pardashni, they can legally go and take back the gift. They don't do it because they're too proud to do it. Right? It's too much. They won't do it. Amar Avashi, and therefore you don't have a raya. And now we're going to come to see Mashiach actually doesn't work by Goyim. We know, I mean, Allah, where am I saying to you that it doesn't work? I mean, the Amar Lahu. Rav Lahanu Saviyosa. Rashi says those are mochrei yayin, those that sell wine. And so Rav said to the Jewish wine sellers, Ki kailisu, when you ki kailisu chamer levikam, when you're measuring out wine to the goyim, shaklo zuzumi nayi v'hadar kalyanu, take money from them first, like they pay for it, and then measure it out for them. Vilone kitu ba'adayu zuzi, and if they don't have money with them, then ozifunu, lend them money, and then go and take the money back from them before you pour the wine. The money is considered a loan by them. And now they paid for it. The law of the of disu hachi, if you don't do that, and the wine becomes nesach. When the wine becomes nesach, it will still be in your possession. And when you then take money for it, you're taking money for Yayin Nesach. Clearly, they do not. Mashiach does not work by a guy. Maybe say that it really works, so why do you have to go and take any money for it? Beep, turn the page, I don't have a base. From the time he was Moshe, he's already kone. Yayin Nesach, lo havi adenaga beins. He actually touched it, but the fact that Rav says, do this whole shtickle, must be that Mashiach is not kone, and therefore it's going to be problematic. So the Gemara, not a raya. Either Kakayel v'Rami Lamani is the Israel. If the Jewish wine seller measures and pours the wine into something for a Yid, Hachanami. Pardon. If he pours it into a cup of a Jew, that was not of a guy, but there's no Yayin Nesach left in there, then become Yayin Nesach. Then actually, it would work even without this whole money shtick. What's the reason why he says to do the money thing? Not because of the fact he says that Mashiach doesn't work. Mashiach does work. The reason why by a guy, the reason he says it is because he wants to make sure. It's only when you're pouring the wine into a guy's thing, which has leftover of Yayin Nesach. So in that case, it's going to become usher before he even lifts a wine and acquires it with Mashiach. As soon as it pours it in, it's going to be problematic. So therefore, he said, make sure you do the money shtickel. So effectively, but hold on one second. Even if the Jew poured the wine into the measuring thing of the guy, we could still learn out from Rav's din that Mashiach does not work for a guy. Ki matalavira demanakanya, because even when it gets into the avir, into the airspace of the kli, Rashi says, "Dovikachav and kiniyah, dovikachav magba." If meshicha does, if meshicha does work by a guy, then as soon as the wine enters the airspace, he acquires it with hagba'a. The guy's holding the cup as he's pouring it in. And kiyumat alvir demana kanya, yayin nesech, lo avi adamat alar isa demana, and it doesn't become nesech until it gets to the floor of the kli. And then it mixes up with that. And since Rav says that the yid's wine, that the Jewish wine sellers, since Rav made the yidden take money before it, it must be the meshicha that's done. Let's try this again in English. Since Rav made the Jewish sellers take the money before measuring out the wine, it's clear that the meshicha that he's doing before the wine become before it becomes usher doesn't actually acquire it. Shmamina nitzo kchibor. So you want to say from here that according to Rav, that a stream is considered a connection in reference to yayin nesach, because as it goes in, you have the stream. Right? We're going to see that this actually is a machlokas, whether or not Nitzok is chibor, it's not considered chibor, but it must be from what we're saying now that he's of the opinion that it does say that. Says Gemara Lo, you don't have to say that you're not chayiv to say, it's not pushing you to say that if Rav holds that Meshicha is going to make a kinyan for a guy, that if he has to say this. If the guy is holding the kli that it's being poured into, and it's saying, Hachinami. It would certainly be true that the person's kona through Hagba when it gets into the airspace before Yai Nesach, and that wouldn't be a problem. Lo tzricha demanach ara. And what's Rav talking about with the money shtickle? Only when it was put on the ground, and therefore there's no Hagba over there, and then when it became Yai Nesach, and then he took it afterwards. So it's Gemara v'tikni lei kelio. Even in that case, let it be that the kli is acquiring it, the wine for him, because when it goes into the airspace before it reaches the bottom, become us as yai netzach, it's not a problem. Shamat bina kilyo shalokech b'rishus mocher lokana lokech. You want to say that we're going to learn out from here that according to this din, a kli of a buyer that's in the domain of the seller, the buyer's not acquiring it. Is that what you want to taina? Says Gemara, lo. Really, you say it does kona. What are you dealing with? It's where the lip of the is where the wine, right as the wine is entering, is touching that, and therefore that yain is itself. The kamakama, instantly, every drop that's coming in is becoming nisach, and therefore it's already us at that point. According to who is Rav saying this din, that unless the Jew took the money before, and it's going to be aser. The low Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's clear not again like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lo omer yimacher kula lo v'kachav mechutz midmei yayin nesach shebo, because he's of the opinion when yayin nesach gets mixed up with regular wine, the entire thing can be sold. Just with you just have to do it minus the amount of money that would be taken from the value of the yayin nesach that's in it. So midi hu taima ela l'rav. This whole question is only asked against Rav over here. Ha'amar Rav, but Rav said straight up, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Chavis b'Chavis, Aval lo Yayin b'Yayin. The Halacha is going to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only in reference to a barrel of Yayin Nesach got mixed up with another barrel of Mutter wine. Aval lo Yayin b'Yayin, but not in reference to Yayin Nesach mixed up into Mutter wine. Got a bunch of barrels. One of them is Yayin Nesach and the rest of them are not. You could pour out one of the barrels and sell it to a guy and then you're fine. Avalobi yayin b'yayin, not when wine gets mixed in with wine. Meisive, we go back to our memor that meshicha by a guy works. Alokeach grutos min avik chacham. Someone who buys scraps of silver from a guy, what's something that's chacham? He finds that there's a vazara that's in it, which obviously is also about na. Imat shalonas and most much like if he did meshicha before he paid the money, yachzir, he could return it. Just return the avodah zarah and just deduct the value from the price. And mishenas and maos moshach. But if he already did meshicha after he paid, yoluch liyam hamelech, he's got to take this to the yam hamelech and throw it in and lose out that money. Isak adaitch meshicha v'kham konu v'seid it works. Amayachzir. Why can the Jew return the avodah zarah in the first case? He acquired it when he did meshicha. Sounds like it's saying even a Jew's Mashiach doesn't work when you're dealing with the guy over there. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Mishum de Michse ki Mekach Tos. The reason the Jew doesn't acquire the Avodah Zarah in the Brisa's first case is not because Mashiach doesn't work, but rather because it's a Mekach Tos, a false sale. Rash is having Mashiach Batos. The Lover that did it was Chacham Zavin. He didn't do it for that reason. Okay, that implies that the second case doesn't involve the Mekach Tos. Frakta Gemara Amar Rava, you want to tell me Reisha Mekachtos, Seif Alav Mekachtos? It's two separate cases. Ela Amar Rava, Reisha V'Seif Mekachtos, both of them are Mekachtos. Reisha D'lo Yoiv Zuse. In the first case, where the Jew did not give the guy any money yet, and therefore he returns the Avodah Zarah, the guy doesn't give him any money in return. So when he returns the idol, he doesn't give anything back. Lomas Chazik Avodah Kachavim by Yisrael. Beyad Yisrael. It doesn't look like something's going in the hands of the Jew. Say for the Yav Zuzi, already gave money, so Mitzchazik Avodz Kochavim V'yad Yisrael. It looks like a Vodazara that's in the hands of a Jew. And therefore, at that point, we don't allow you to go ahead to return it, you have to actually chuck it. Okay, now, Vashi is of the opinion that Mashiach does not work by Goyim, by Vodazara Nix. That says Gemara, Omer Le Mark Shisha, Breda of Chisler of Vashi. Tashma, let me bring you right, Mashiach does work by a guy, because we saw in the Mishnah, Hamocha Yeno Lev Kachavim, if you have a Yid who sells his wine to a guy, Pasakat Shalom Madad, if he set the price before he measured it out, Dam of Mutar, and then the money is going to be Mutar. Via Mat Mashiach, Bovi Kachavim, in a Kona, is this Akona, so Amai Dam of Mutar. Why is it that the money is going to be Mutar? The guy didn't acquire the wine when he lifted and measured it, and when he afterwards touched the wine and made it Nesach, it still belonged to the Jew. Says Gemara Nochemaiskina, and what's the case we're dealing with? The Actim Le Dinar, where he did the money shtickle. The Jew gave a dinner for the wine beforehand, right? And that was going to cover the cost of buying and even more before they set the price. So he gave a lot more, with understanding that when the final price is going to be worked out, he's going to give him the extra money. So if he acquired the wine while it was still mutter. Ihachi, if that's true, that the Mishnah is talking about where the guy paid for the in advance, same as safe, let's look at the safe, a mother that shows up, Pasak, let's say the Vodazar Nick measured the wine before he set the price, Dhamma Vasurin, it's going to be Aser. Redact them like Dinar, so am I Dhamma Vasurin, if you already gave the money, so why would it be Aser? So he says back, I'm late, Ulididach, Dhamma, Tmashicha, Kacham, Kona, according to you, it said it is Kona. Am I Risha Dhamma Mutar and Risha Dhamma Vasurin? Why would it be that the first case that the money is going to be Mutar and the second case is going to be Aser? The second case also, he did a Mashiach when he measured the wine. So we should say there also that the Vodazarnik acquired the wine while it's still Mutar and the Mashiach that he made with when he measured it out. Elamai. Elamai Islach Lameimar. Pasuk Samacha Daite. That in the first case, where the seller set the price before the buyer did Mashiach, the buyer is, he was somech his das to finish it off with Mashiach he's going to do. Lo pasak, lo somcha daita. But if he didn't be pasak, the price, and he wasn't of somech his das. So me also, that the money affects the kinyan for the guy, afagav de kadim le dina, even though he gave it to him, pasak somcha daita, lo pasak lo somcha daita. It's only if the seller set the price that the buyer's, his mind is to go into to buy it. Lo pasak lo somcha daita, if not, then not. And he's not resolved to finish it off with the money he gave, and therefore the kinyan kesef doesn't work. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.